Sagt der Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Pesachim in Perik Tes, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Maila we had in all the previous cases were, we were dealing with more than one person. They were counted into each carbon. So we had the luxury of saying we're going to leave one person in place to make sure that we don't have a Pesach B'loi Ba'alim. Well, what if we don't have that luxury? What if you have a case, as the Mishnah continues over here, in Perik Tes, Mishnah Yud Aleph, of Shnayim Shenes Arvu Pischeyim, two single people whose karbanis got mixed up. Reuven has a karban Pesach. He didn't have a chance to count anyone else into his chaburi yet, and the same is true for Shimon. Shimon has his own karban. He also didn't have a chance to count anyone in yet. Right now, for these two karbanis, there's only Reuven for one karban, Shimon for the other karban. And their karbanis got mixed up. What do we do now? Reuven can't just say to Shimon, well, I'll pick one carbon. If it's mine, good. If it's not, so I switch to yours. He can't switch to his. Then you're leaving the Pesach without Bailam, and it automatically becomes Pasul. So like for everything else in the world, there is a solution. You just need the Siyata Deshmaya to find it. First of all, Zem Moshech Le'echad v'Zem Moshech Le'echad. Let each one take a carbon and say, okay, I'm assuming this carbon is mine. Of course, I don't know for sure. I'm going to allow for different possibilities, but let me just take one carbon. Reuven takes one of the animals, Shimon takes the other. That was step one. Step number two. Ze ma'mine imay echad min hashuk, v'ze ma'mine imay echad min hashuk. Reuven goes out and finds Levi. And he says, Levi, do me a favor. Can you join me for a carbon Pesach? Want to be part of my chabura? So Levi, yeah, where's your carbon? Zakt Reuven, I don't know yet. I'm not sure. I think this is mine, but I'm not sure. But what I would like you to say, Levi, is that wherever my carbon is, you join me. And Levi agrees. Shimon goes out and does the same thing. Shimon finds Yehuda. Yehuda, can you join me for my carbon Pesach? Wherever my carbon Pesach is, please join me. Yehuda is maskim. So now, Reuven has Levi, and Shimon has Yehuda. Time for the next step. Ze bo etzel ze, v'ze bo etzel ze. Each of the original owners, Reuven and Shimon, comes to the Pesach that was chosen by the other. Reuven goes to Shimon's carbon Pesach that he picked, meaning to say that Shimon said, maybe this is mine, he's holding on to one of them. And Shimon comes to Reuven, the one that Reuven picked and assumed, maybe this is mine. V'kach heim oimrim. And this is what they're going to say. This is what Reuven is going to say to Yehuda, who joined Shimon. Reuven's going to say, Rabbi Yehuda, listen to me. You joined Shimon, and he took one of the karbanos, but he's not sure it's his. So, im shali hu pesach zeh, if this karban pesach that Shimon picked happens to be mine, yedecha meshuches mishalach, pull out of yours. Don't be Shimon's partner. V'nim neisal shali, become my partner. V'im shalacha hu pesach zeh, if Shimon taka picked the right one, and the karban you're standing next to is taka Shimon's, and you join Shimon, so yada meshuches meshali, I withdraw from mine, v'nim neisi al shalach, and I want to be part of yours. Now Shimon will come to Levi, Reuven's new partner, and say the same thing. Reb Levi, you joined Reuven, and Reuven picked one of the karbanos, but he's not sure that it's his. So if this is mine, leave your partnership with Reuven, and come over to me. But if this is yours, in other words, Reuven picked the right one, I leave mine, and I want to join you. And again, we have to bring in outside people. If not, there's no way Reuven and Shimon can even make a condition to possibly transfer themselves over to the other one because they would be leaving their Pesach without Bailim. By bringing in someone from the outside, we're sure that all bases are covered. At each point, every Karban Pesach will have someone. Frekta Batanura, how come Reuven and Shimon can't come to each other before we get Levi and Yehuda involved? And let Reuven say to Shimon like this, listen, I'm still holding on to mine, I'm not leaving my carbon without Bailam, let me join you. And Shimon will say the same to Reuven, I'm still holding on to mine, and let me join you. The whole problem is you can't leave the carbon Pesach without Bailam. So let Reuven join Shimon and Shimon join Reuven before they give up their own carbon. It won't work because you can't be counted for two karbanos at the same time. You have to give up yours before you join someone else's. And again, if he gives up his before he joins someone else's, he's leaving it without Bialim. So the only way to do it is to bring in our friends Levi and Yehuda to make sure that every carbon has at least one balabas at all times. Quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Two people, their carbon Pesachs got mixed up, just Reuven and just Shimon. We have a problem because at this point, when their carbonis got mixed up, neither Reuven had a chance to count anyone else in, and Shimon also didn't have a chance to count anyone else just in. So the only Bailam are Reuven and Shimon. So what do they do? Each one picks a carbon and says, okay, let's assume this is mine. Each one's going to have to go out and find someone to help them. Reuven finds Levi, and he says, Levi, I picked the carbon, but I can't be sure it's mine. So you join me in whatever carbon it is. Shimon goes out, he finds Yehuda, says the same thing to him. Now, Reuven comes to the Pesach chosen by the other. Reuven comes to Yehuda, and he says, listen, Yehuda, Shimon counted you in with this carbon that he's holding, but he doesn't know whether this is his carbon or not. So if this carbon that Shimon chose, and you're like officially connected to it, because you're his partner, if it's mine, then Shimon really had no power to take you in as his partner on this particular animal. So you withdraw from yours, you can withdraw from a carbon, and come over to me. And if Lamaisa Shimon happened to pick the right animal, so it's taka yours, so I'm withdrawing from mine, and I come over to you. Now, it's going to be the other way around also. Shimon is going to go to Levi. And Shimon will say to Levi exactly what Reuven said to Yehuda. He's going to say, Reb Levi, you joined with Reuven, but Reuven is not sure he has his carbon. So let's make an arrangement like this. If Itaka picked the right one, I withdraw from mine, and I join with you. But if the one that Reuven picked is actually mine, then you leave yours, and you join me. Neither Reuven or Shimon are going to be leaving their carbon without Bialim, because we respectfully have Levi and Yehuda to take over. If Reuven and Shimon came amongst themselves and they tried to make this deny, look, we each picked a carbon. If mine is mine and yours is yours, good. But if not, I disconnect from mine and I join yours. You can't do that. When you disconnect from yours, you're leaving your Pesach b'loy Bailim. That's where they have to first go out and get someone else from the outside in order for them to be able to make this arrangement amongst each other.